Hey, 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 welcome back, Transfer Cats. This is Transfer Man Live, and I am here at the beautiful Sac State in Sacramento, California. It is a lovely day. We are towards the end of the semester, but it's still alive and well, students walking around. I am with Ethan Crowell, the Regional Admissions Recruiting Manager here. So I want to welcome you. Welcome, Ethan. It's so great to see you.
Yes, thank you. So good to be here.
Awesome. So we are live here in Sac State, and I wanted to ask you, because we were talking before this interview, and you yourself are a transfer student.
Yes, I am.
So tell me about your journey. I mean, it's so neat. You work here, you've worked up the ranks, and tell me about your journey thus far.
Yeah, for sure. So I actually graduated high school in 2019. And then fall of 2019, right before a shutdown happened, I started my first semester at American River College, which is a part of the Los Rios Community College.
Go ARC.
Go ARC, right? And so obviously when shutdown happened, everything went to online, but I basically just stuck with it. I was actually an art major my first 2.5 years of community college. I'm not as talented as some other artists, but I had an artistic side to myself.
So that's why you were showing me all the murals and you were talking about gouache and all these things. I'm like, that is a very cultured business major. Yes.
For sure. It definitely does help to have different backgrounds, especially if you're going into business, right?
100%.
I ended up transferring to Sacramento State for spring 2023. So that was my first semester. And I went through the entire process. And it's actually cool how I'm able to work in admissions now, because I'm able to not only relive my experience, but also support students that are transferring over who may not know that process firsthand, right?
Absolutely. All right. Well, we are live here in Sacramento, and I wanted to ask you about if I were a transfer student like yourself showing up here, how do I get involved in things? What's going to make me successful?
Definitely. I actually have a lot of experience being involved on campus. I definitely did feel hesitation as a transfer student in getting involved, because it's typically students transfer in with 2 years left in their bachelor's. It's already jam-packed with academic courses, upper division coursework, maybe even internships and student assistant roles. But our campus does a great job in highlighting many of the different clubs, organizations we have. We have over 300 different ones. And during the first 2 weeks of the semester, they'll all be tabling throughout the entire campus. So it's very hard to miss it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I definitely got involved within my first semester, especially in leadership, right? I feel like a lot of transfer students, they may have already done stuff prior to at community colleges. Maybe they had interest before, and they may want to take another step forward in being leaders. There are a lot of great opportunities for that on our campus. But there are a lot of great opportunities to just explore your interest outside of leadership, right? So I was a part of like the Anime and Manga Society, right? Or just being a volunteer on a committee itself.
How about academically? I know students are coming in with a lot of units and all that stuff towards their major. Sometimes they've completed an ADT, sometimes they haven't. Walk me through, like, do you meet someone in orientation or your counselor, your academic counselor? What's that like?
Yeah, so my advice for anyone that's interested in transferring over is to first stop off at admissions, right? We're going to give you the rundown of requirements, if you need admission requirements, and I definitely always advise that, like right when the application opens, which is in October previously, but it's actually opening a little bit sooner moving forward. So there have been some changes. And so that's just a great way to get your transcripts evaluated, see all that, and then see what courses you've done that are college level that will successfully transfer over credit wise. And then after that, making sure that you go through the application, you apply, and then we receive your transcripts. Now, once we receive your transcripts and you commit and say yes, then you'll go to orientation. They'll have all of that on file, so they'll be able to accurately advise you on the academic side, right? I remember during my transfer orientation, we basically got like one-on-one experiences with an advisor, and I got to speak with someone who was in like advisor for business and tell me like upper division business courses I needed, as well as upper division GE courses. And then we also have a system, the transfer credit evaluation, that you can see on your student portal. So after our evaluators go through and evaluate GE's major requirements, then it'll all be highlighted on what successfully transferred over to fulfill what requirement and what path.
That makes it easy. Do you accept lower division transfers?
Yes, we do. I'm glad you asked. We do accept lower division transfers. Yeah. So I can kind of give you a rundown of lower division transfers. So lower division transfers essentially just need a small select few requirements. You need to, one, be admissible out of high school. So you need to meet all of our first time freshman requirements that we would hold for like APGs, right, that 2.5 GPA, a C or better in your APG coursework.
So this is anyone under 60 units?
Under 60 units. Okay. So lower division transfers, you have to have under 60 units or under the 90 quarter units if you're coming from a quarter institution.
Got it.
And then you have to have just the 2.0 GPA, be in good academic standing at the last institution attended. Sometimes people have attended different ones. We just look at the last one you attended. And then more importantly, having your A2 written English communication, composition, my apologies, I'll say that again. And more importantly, having your A2 written English composition course completed, and then your B4 in mathematics and quantitative reasoning course completed.
Okay.
So that's like your standard English writing.
Not speech or critical thinking.
Not for lower division transfer students.
Got it.
So that's definitely something to keep in mind. But upper division, that's when we do kind of, you need to have the golden force done,
yeah,
have more than 60 units, same GPA, the 2.0,
right,
and being in good academic standing. But if you're coming in as an upper division transfer, we don't look at your high school coursework. So that's one of the benefits that people tend to want to transfer over. Me and myself, I was not eligible for admissions straight out of high school. I definitely struggled within the 4 years I was there, but I was able to perform better in community college. So I was very fortunate to have that opportunity where I can kind of live in the now and not in the what happened 4 years ago.
You know, right? That's the beauty of community college. You can totally reinvent yourself.
Yes.
You know, sure. Find yourself.
And, right. In an environment that's actually like cultivating you in a different way.
I'll give it a little. There's the heart. Oh, we have the live studio audience here too. So they have joined us.
For sure.
They finally had their coffee, so
they're up and at them. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, everybody. Absolutely. Now you have what, 20,000, 30,000 students?
Yeah, over 30,000 students, including undergraduate and graduate students,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, talk about graduate programs, because yes, a lot of people are looking at Sac State and they're going, wow, you know, not only can I transfer, get my bachelor's, but I can continue on.
Continue your studies, right? I definitely always recommend checking out the graduate programs. And also, if you know that, let's say you're transferring over and you know you want to get your master's in a certain field, checking in with the graduate studies department, right? Because some programs, so for example, speech pathologists, you have to have like a communications bachelor's or communication disorders more specifically, right? And so we don't really typically advise on master's, but what we can tell you is what we offer and then their contact info on who to get connected with, right? Because it's a whole different ballpark out there.
Sure. Now you're so proximal to, I mean, Sacramento is the state capital, folks.
Yeah, and California state capital.
That's
Sacramento.
Right. That's right. And then you've got you know, Davis and the suburbs and San Francisco City.
Mm-hmm.
You must have a ton of internships and things that students can do, like right here.
Yeah. So one thing that I actually thought was really cool when they announced it was the program that we have with the California Assembly. So some of our students are currently working, paid working jobs after graduating with the California Assembly.
I'll give a harp for that, man. There we go. Paid. Yeah. Did we mention paid, folks?
And so that gets them great experience in that field. And since politics and criminal justice and a wide variety of that, since we are the capital, are some of our specialties, it's a great experience, right? Now, outside of that, some of our main employers for our students are PG&E or maybe even working in tech or IT companies for sure. So those are some of our main employers. But I would also say that I've looked at the data, I've looked at everything. You can go on to LinkedIn and see all of this. Sacramento State actually employs a lot of our students, student assistant roles, whether it's working in the different offices or different fields. Like I myself was a marketing student assistant and I studied marketing in the business administration major. So it definitely did give me that experience that transferred over, not just in the classroom, but when I graduated itself.
So as part of federal work study, students could get jobs right here too.
Yes, so definitely a part of federal work study, students can get jobs. And it also just depends, right? I definitely do think Sacramento State advocates for you to utilize all of your resources as well.
Right. So we're by a big city and there's a ton of fun things to do here. Tell me about fun out in
fun
town.
In Sacramento.
A lot. You guys got sports and, yeah, and murals.
Yeah, we're a Division I school.
D1 school. I mean,
yeah, we have 21 Division I NCAA sports teams on our campus.
Okay.
With over 100 championship titles to our name. So sports is really big. Definitely homecoming is a huge event, mm-hmm. Every fall semester. But also just attending football games and even basketball. And then also we have a great rowing team, a women's rowing team that's Division I as well too. Okay. So definitely taking advantage of students getting in for free to all home games on our campus to just kind of keep you engaged. But we also have a great musical theater program. Like for the first time, I went to go see Pippin, which like was a play production, our theater department. And I was like, wow, our students are so talented.
Pippin.
Like, I never heard of the play either.
I only know Scottie Pippin, the basketball player.
I only know Pippi Longstocking. Yeah, yeah. So when I heard Pippin, but they're so talented, such great singers, such great performers. And it was a production, and so they'll do like fall and spring productions. So I definitely plan on attending the next one in fall, and I definitely encourage students to go to those as well too.
Very cool. You know, I got to go by the well the other day. And if you guys get a chance to come on campus, it's beautiful. You know, there's a great gym and things. There's a lot of things people can do. I'm sure there's classes and things you can do.
Yeah. So
I was lifting weights and I got all pumped up yesterday, making California proud. No, okay, no, they didn't let me in the gym.
No, yeah, you do have to have a membership to get in, but you can always get a guest pass.
Okay.
For the day itself. But
that's
complimentary.
That's part of being a student here.
Yeah, that's part of being a student. It's all included in your fees that you pay, right? So definitely utilizing that. And there's sometimes, well, majority during the weekdays, they're open pretty late. They went to like, I believe 11 or something like that.
Okay.
And I just remember being a student, getting out of classes. And I was like, you know what? It's been a hard day. I just want to go to the gym and just forget about stresses that may happen. And actually working out releases endorphins in your brain. So it's a great stress reliever. And they also have like a lot of classes, like yoga classes. I did a cycling class before and my legs had never felt so heavy in my life. So definitely if you're interested in working out.
Oh, there we go. The audience is still here.
But one of the cool things, and I think one of the main things our students are interested in, are the intramural sports that take place as well, too. So intramural basketball or volleyball are something that really our students love and enjoy.
I love intramurals. You know, I did intramural basketball in college, mm-hmm. and I was so bad. I was so bad.
Hey, but at least you went out there.
It was fun, you know? And that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
So tell me about fun. I love eating, and can you share any top secret places where people can get the best food around here?
Now around Sacramento State or like
on
around
campus.
Sacramento?
If I'm got here it. On campus.
If you're here on campus. And
best taco, best milkshake. What do you got for me?
Well, we do have Chondo's Tacos on our campus, and they're pretty cool. Now we also have a round table, which I think if you're definitely a pizza enthusiast, you'll enjoy a nice option. Now my favorite place is actually the bagel place.
Okay.
The bagel place is like this really cool, like breakfast area where they make like bagels, but they're like breakfast sandwiches essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And so I've always enjoyed going there and I felt like I missed out on so much because I didn't really go out to eat like on campus until like my last semester itself. I lived in the dorms. Well, we call them residential halls.
Gotcha.
But I lived in there and they have like dining hall and all you care to eat there.
Right.
So I just went there to go to eat. But we have a lot of great spots on campus.
If I'm a transfer student, can I get into those residential halls?
So we do have some changes coming up in the future years, right? So with the new live-on requirement for incoming first years to cultivate like their first 2 years, mm-hmm. they'll be living in North Village, right?
Okay.
But speaking from my experience living in North Village prior to this live-on requirement, and when I did transfer over, I encourage students to check out Hornet Commons, which is our housing affiliated apartment complex, right? It's similar setup to what our transfer housing was like in North Village before it was moved around a bit, but it's more independent, right? Full kitchen amenities, stove, oven, those are stuff that you won't typically see in residential halls. But if I could go back, I definitely probably would have checked out Hornet Commons.
Itself. Okay, pro tip right there. All right. So how do students get a hold of you and your office?
Yeah.
And if I have questions, where do I go?
Yeah, so definitely feel free to give us a call at 916-278-1000. And go ahead and hit option one for student support.
Look at that direct line right here on Transfer Man Live.
Or feel free to email us at admissions@csus.edu. That's admissions with the S at the end at csus.edu.
Very, very cool. All right. Well, that is the music because we are out of time. I want to thank Ethan Crowell for coming in today and our entire studio audience here they're cheering for us. And I'm telling you, you got to check out Sac State. This is beautiful. There's a lot of rich history here. If you love green and trees and like you are just in the Garden of Eden, but in Sacramento, come check this out. And Ethan's your man to find. All right. Thank you all. Take care. I will see you in the next episode.